from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Mr. McCain returns to Washington. Republican Senator John McCain is reportedly returning to Washington days after a brain cancer diagnosis in time for a vote that could determine the future of health care in America. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
Amid intense pressure from President Trump to make good on a campaign promise, Senate Republicans have scheduled a vote in coming hours to begin debate on repealing and possibly replacing former President Obama's health care law known as Obamacare. Senator McCain's return is well-timed, as Republicans need every yes vote they can muster, given unified Democratic opposition and several wavering Republicans. Republicans are counting on those savings to help pay for other priorities like tax cuts. With the party controlling the White House and both houses of Congress, the health care vote is seen as a test of Republicans' ability to govern. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Republicans have floated multiple proposals, all of which the Congressional Budget Office says would cause millions to lose health care coverage, but yield to budgetary savings. Political activists are saying that Syrian government warplanes broke a ceasefire agreement Monday for the second consecutive day, with airstrikes on districts in rebel-held eastern Ghouta near the country's capital of Damascus. According to the British-based monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a bombing raid on Monday on the town of Arbin left 8 civilians dead and at least 30 wounded. A U.S. defense official confirmed to VOA Tuesday that a U.S. Navy ship patrolling in the Persian Gulf fired warning shots at Iranian Revolutionary Guard ship after it got too close to the vessel. The USS Thunderbird fired a couple of warning shots at the vessel after it came within 140 meters of the ship. This is VOA News. Today, President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor again faces questions, only this time from the House Intelligence Committee. Yesterday, it was the Senate, as part of its probe into Russian meddling in last year's election. As a matter of fact, the testimony is going on right now. Mr. Kushner, after his testimony yesterday, rushed off to the White House, from where he emerged around 30 minutes later with his official statement.
Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia. Nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
President Trump used Twitter on Tuesday to express satisfaction with what Mr. Kushner had to say.
The scouts believe in putting America first.
Well, it was a speech Monday night in front of about 40,000 Boy Scouts at the National Scout Jamboree. President Donald Trump said he wasn't going to get political, but he did just that. First, he established a tie between the Scouts and his closest allies.
It's amazing how many Boy Scouts we have at the highest level of our great government. Many of my top advisors in the White House were Scouts. 10 members of my cabinet were Scouts. Can you believe that? 10.
And then the president joked that Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price had better get enough votes in the Senate to begin debate on the Republican health care bill on Tuesday. Otherwise, he'll say, Tom, you're fired. More pressure for U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions from members in Congress and the White House over his contacts with Russia's former envoy to Washington and for later recusing himself from the Department of Justice probe of alleged collusion between President Trump's campaign team and Russia. This despite Sessions' denial that he's done anything wrong. This is testimony from a few weeks ago before the Senate Intelligence Committee.
I was your colleague in this body for 20 years, at least some of you, and the suggestion that I participated in any collusion, that I was aware of any collusion with the Russian government to hurt this country, which I have served with honor for 35 years, or to undermine the integrity of our democratic process, is an appalling and detestable lie.
Israel has removed metal detectors from a holy site in Jerusalem in favor of closed-circuit television cameras, but Muslim officials have called for continued protests from the security measures. Following days of clashes and protests over the increased security, Israeli officials said they would use subtler methods to secure the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.